It's the basics. Yeah, it's just, you know, how do they do it and what molecular machinery do they have and when do they turn that machinery on and off? And as they develop it from really, really early stages where they're swimming around to the place where they're actually sitting down and they're now, you know, a part of the bottom, they're creating the structure called the reef. You know, it's really the nuance, the details of the it's exquisite detail, actually. That's what I always say. People think that, oh, the molecular biology, you know, how things function. Why is that even really important? And, you know, what we're sort of saying is if we can understand what happens under normal conditions and how different components of this toolkit are used at what age or what stage, then what we can do is we can see when we expose corals to, you know, conditions that we know are causing them stress, things that are present in the nearshore waters, like pollutants or, you know, the warming water or ocean, you know, slightly acidified waters. We can see now what parts of that machinery or how the clock of how each component works with the other is changed by those conditions. And it's a sentinel for problem. It gives us a biomarker, if you will, an indicator that the system is perturbed. So, but you can't really assess whether a system is perturbed really in detail unless you know how it works under normal circumstances. Just the basic biology made particularly beautiful because we were able to do things that, you know, it's taken a while to do. It takes a long time to sort of identify, you know, each of the tools, if you will. So when, it, you know, there's a lot of detail that goes into just describing the toolkit. And then what we've done, which is quite novel, is not only describe it, but now understand how the tools are used as the individuals develop and become coral. So it's really, it's very elegant because it's just looking at the dynamic nature of tool use. Right, so it's over time. It's really looking at how function shifts, and really, you know, we know our own metabolism changes all the time. You know, when we exercise, everything changes. Our heart rates go up. We oxygenate our tissues differently, and that has effects on our functional genes, the things that are our toolkit. And that's happening over time, and as a result of an experience. And so we are doing similar things with coral. So now we've got the toolkit, and we know how they are behaving, the tools, under normal conditions when a coral is healthy and happy. We can use each of these tools and how they are expressed when you expose a coral into conditions that aren't very good. And we can describe just exactly when, say, their ability to create skeletons is impaired when they are facing what we know they will face with climate change, for example. This is warmer and more acidic waters. And so we can start to look at that in different coral species. We can start to look at different individuals and understand why some of them are doing better than others. You know, we really just have a marker or a set of markers that tells us what normal is. So because we know what normal is, we can describe when they are abnormal. And it's important because, you know, Nick, really, to be honest with you, unless you have really solid science to say that if a pollutant is, if the water is polluted by something we're doing on land, you know, ultimately you want to stop that happening. You want to change human behavior to stop the inland water being polluted by that thing. But often, you know, often people will say, well, we don't really know whether it's this pollutant that's affecting the biology of coral. So, you know, why should we stop doing it? And so here we have tools that can categorically tell you that that particular pollutant is affecting how corals are behaving in a given environment. So we can use them as tools to drive changes in human behavior that will ultimately translate back into a cleaner ocean, cleaner coastal ocean, and corals that are happier in that place.